Welcome back to the Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my next guest is a triple threat, a music producer, a radio host, and a television personality. Marcos Palacios, better known as Cosign, is one half of the famed music producing duo Da Interns, who have worked with some of the biggest names in music like Rihanna, Big Sean, Nicki Minaj, just to name a very few. He's a multi-Grammy nominated multi-platinum music producer. Cosign also hosts his own show on Apple Beats and is the co-host of the popular talk show BET's Man Cave. Just wrapped up their season. Cosign grew up in the Chicago area. He went to Columbia College, a young talent making Chicago proud. Cosign in studio tonight on Download. Cosign, thanks for being here. Nice to meet you.
There's no way you're talking about me.
Right?
Whoever you just described, that guy sounds awesome.
When did you realize that? Let's talk about the music first. When did you realize you had a gift to produce music, to produce beats, to be a musical person?
I always kind of knew something was in there because my mom was the most encouraging woman ever to walk the earth, and she gassed me. I was 100% gassed from every angle by my mom. You know what I'm saying? She told me that I had to be careful. She cursed me out with the same level of passion when I went left, when I was supposed to go right. And so I always knew there was something in there. But just, you know, over time, I just listen to my friends. I play my music and I look at the reaction and I judge off of that. And when people say, yo, I can't get this song out of my head that you played for me 2 weeks ago, bro. Like, and it's like, really? Because I forgot I even did that.
You went to Columbia College here in Chicago, but and I'm interested because you went for music production, but you also did music business.
Yeah.
Were you driven enough as a young man at 2003, 2004, to understand that what you're doing now is what you wanted to do then?
I didn't understand, but I was fearless. I started Columbia 2 weeks after my mother passed away at 20 years old. So I was in the most volatile, lonely, confused, hurt, heartbroken state of life, my world. I now lived in a 3-bedroom home in Broadview, Illinois by myself, you know, and I didn't want the inheritance. I didn't want the attention. I just wanted my mom back. And now I'm at Columbia. There's 80 people in this class. And I got this guy named Kimo Williams saying, hey, look, it's crazy that they give me 8 of you every semester because I know 40 of you are going to fail, guaranteed. And I'm like, this dude doesn't even know that, Mom. He's in. And you know what? If I'm lucky, maybe one of these students I can send to the semester in LA program. Maybe if I'm lucky, 3 years later, one of you guys will go. And 3 years later, I was the guy. I was at Columbia. You know, I'm paying for college out of my own pocket now. So I'm not I'm not wasting mommy and daddy's money. I didn't even want to go to college. My mom said, I'm not going to be here with you, but you better get this degree, man. My job as a parent is done when you graduate. So I graduated on May 14, 2006, Mother's Day, and spoke at the UIC Pavilion and dedicated my degree to my mom.
That's great.
You know, so that was a Grammy win for me in my heart
right out the gate.
Before any hits.
You said at one point, life is about rewriting your script, and the quote that came from a TED Talk that you were doing is, if my worst nightmare could come true, so could my wildest dream.
There you go. So out the gate, it was just like, all right, Father, took my queen. I don't understand this one, but I trust you still, you know? And he was like, all right, just stay in the race. Stay in the race.
I mentioned some of the artists you've worked with, and that's just such a small sample size of people that you've produced for. When you made the jump, got out of Columbia College and said, you know what, I'm going to be a professional in this business, you moved to Los Angeles. How does one get into music producing and end up with Nicki Minaj and Big Sean?
You're skipping a step.
I'm skipping a step. What's the step?
You're rushing through the 30
for 30. We don't have 30. All night, right?
The Netflix story. I started teaching at Columbia. So at 23 after graduation, Kimo said, don't feel like you got to rush to L.A. and sign that dumbass contract. Not that one. If you want to figure it out for a second, you can teach here. Teach what? Make up the class, Coast. What do you want to teach? I want to teach hip-hop beat making. Cool. And I'll give you another class called Producing Recorded Music 3. I'll teach Producing Recorded Music 4. And by the time they get out of here, they might know something. Cool. So those 2 years of being a 23-year-old, 24-year-old college professor, I got nice. Because I wanted my students to believe in me, but I didn't have any hits.
Right.
So I just wanted to beat their ass musically every week. Hey, this is what I did last night. I don't know what you guys are doing. You're probably doing your homework. But I was in the studio with Woo Boop Boop Bop locally, and this is what I did. And they'll be like, Professor, you know what I mean? And that was like my reward system. And I would learn so much from them and their techniques that by the time I got to L.A., we took so many stairs that – by the time it got to Big Sean, that was just like, wow. But it was in the trenches building up the skill set. You know what I mean?
When you're building up the skill set, a lot of that has to do with confidence. It has to do with, like you said, being fearless. In the world of music production, when you're working with some of the most talented people who they're coming to you saying, what do you have? I need it right now. Let me hear what you have. This is the moment. Right. Tell me, how do you prepare yourself for that kind of lifestyle?
That's when you have a partner by the name of Ernest 2O Clark, the SVP of Def Jam, who had that faith of a mustard seed. Who could see the vision when I start panicking? Because me, I hit the panic button. come on, they ain't did the deal. They don't like the beat. What do you mean birthday cake is a snippet? See, I'm going back to Columbia. No, because Columbia pay me every 2 weeks, fam.
Right.
And 2 would be like, nah, we got this, man. We gonna make it, bro. Trust me. What we gotta do is we gotta. And that was my Puff Daddy in the group. That was the guy who didn't play all the instruments, but knew about the cool. The cool of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of the process, you know?
A lot of people don't recognize it, too. When you're talking about the role of a music producer, there is a lot of hurry up and wait. There's a lot of times where you may produce something great for, like I said, for Big Sean or for Rihanna.
Christina Aguilera.
And then you got to wait 6 months to get your next gig.
I'm walking around with Christina Aguilera tracks that I listen to. My sister listens to unreleased music from some of the biggest names in music. And it's a curse. And I call it my laptop cemetery. All I want to do is get these songs off my damn laptop cemetery because they're too good. They're too good. But if Christina ain't ready to drop an album, guess who got to wait? My ass. I got to wait. So that's why I've been releasing music this year. I release a song a month, you know, and you can just put Cosign and Apple Music.
I know. It's great stuff. But do you find yourself, do you like that concept? Do you like, as a music producer, putting your own name on it?
It's a changing of the guard.
Yeah.
You know, my whole career, all I've done is give. I'm a producer. What do you want? What song you got to go on tour with? What you want to be your next single? What's the next feel? Who hasn't given you? All I did was give. Now it's time for me to put myself first. And I'm looking at other guys. I'm looking at like DJ Khaled. I'm looking at Kate Trinata. I'm looking at Calvin Harris.
Right.
You know, these guys are producers. Some of them are personalities as well. And they're just putting themselves first and standing by their relationships in the business. So I know some cool people to put on my songs.
Cosign is in studio tonight. Kid from Chicago who is half of the Interns, which is a great Grammy-nominated multi-platinum music producing team. Also hosts his own show on Apple Beats, and he's the co-host of the popular talk show BET's Man Cave. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Cosign in studio. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman in studio Cosign, one half of the famed music producing duo, The Interns, also host on Apple Beats and a co-host of the popular show BET's Man Cave. How'd you get on BET's Man Cave? This is the first season.
I have a lot of jobs.
You have a lot of jobs, but this is...
Because I'm Hispanic. You got to understand, my mom is from Panama. Mi padre de Guatemala. You know, so I'm first generation American here. So we're taught to hustle. You know, my mom, everybody, my family. Shout out to the Panamanians. Viva Panama. So shout out to the Panamanians that are listening. My family to Guatemala, my family there, my dad. Yeah, we just have a different type of work ethic, you know. And I have a son. He's 8. So daddy got to work.
He's got to work.
Daddy got to work. Okay.
But television is different than talked about, you know, the fact that you are both a producer and now a personality. You like to put your name on things. Obviously, getting in front of the mic for Apple Beats. But getting in front of the camera is a whole different thing.
Whole new ballgame. Well, first of all, I'm up at 4:15, 4:30. And that burns. Like Usher song, Let It Burn. It hurts. It's like when you sign a contract to do a TV show, you don't think about 4:15. You just like, oh, okay, I'm about to turn up. They're going to see me. That 4:15 makes everything real, you know, and I try to just, you know, get some breakfast, shower, get my head in the game. I might listen to motivation. I might get some T.D. Jakes in there, some Dr. Miles Monroe. You know what I mean? I'm trying to just mentally, I'm looking over the show. I'm talking to some of my closest friends so I don't sound like an idiot. You know what I mean? I'm asking them about last week. I overthink the whole thing.
You do?
The whole time.
Yeah. How similar is the experience of what you do with the music and what you do with television? I mean, obviously, it's different scripts and they're not the same genre, but how similar is your approach to it?
You know what it is? So I've worked with some of the craziest names in the business, and I always wonder what their life was like after I give them the song. I know what it is when we made it in the studio, but I don't know what it is to perform it in the arena, to have people, you know, cover it. I don't know what that feeling is. So I kind of feel like the youngest in an old man boy band group. I feel like the Michael Jackson of the Man Cave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so I'm just like,
we've all been there, right?
Yeah, I'm channeling my Chicago soul with my inner Michael Jackson, and I'm having a great time. You know what I'm saying?
You said in a recent tweet about 2018. You said, so far the best part about 2018 is I'm learning how to be a businessman. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I never cared about the money like that. It was all about making the music, and I feel like producers got paid too much anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you gonna pay me all of it? I made this beat in 45 minutes. What are you gonna, that's five figures. Why would, I've been doing this the whole time. So I never cared about that. And then when I was younger, my mom passed away, I got an inheritance. I didn't care, man. That's my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So by only focusing on the music, I got really good. But then I got really broke too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, buddy. You know what I mean? You gotta have some balance in your life, kid. Can't just be rock star the whole time. And then I talked to my brother in Houston, right? My brother from another mother. His name is Easy. And he was like, you know, I just don't understand these rappers, man. Because 50 Cent always say, you can't never be too busy to count the money. How you too busy to count the money, dog? That don't make no... You know, if I was you, dog. And I just listened to that all day. And I just, you know, I switch it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I switch up how I move. You know, and that's what the TED Talk Rewrite Your Life was all about. Just like, switch it up. You're going to run into some walls, and that's okay.
How important is it to have gone through Columbia College, to have the opportunity to teach there, but also to have a concentration in music business, entrepreneurship, to understand the business? How important is that for a music producer?
It's everything. Because you're choosing this livelihood instead of going to corporate. You know, you're choosing to follow your dreams and make music from your heart instead of checking in. You know, a lot of my homies, they say stuff like, I'm handcuffed to the desk, dog. I wish I was you because I'm handcuffed to the desk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all of the benefits and the insurance and the investments that come with being on the inside, you got to create that for yourself. And that takes time outside of the studio. So you got to put your song that's running through your head all day, put that on hold, and go take care of your business. That's why I'm so big on education. Go to school. Teach yourself that you have the discipline to sit down and just do other things outside of your dream, because that's an important aspect to it.
Because it's an artist lifestyle, because there's a lot of creativity that goes in, there are many people who won't associate what you do as a music producer with being a startup, being a business person, being an entrepreneur. You're an artist. Mm-hmm. But in your case, you know, the same things apply. And I think about how you approach risk, how you approach, like you just said, how make sure that you're thinking about money and what's next, thinking about education. What lessons have you learned along the way as a young producer, is now a multi-platinum producer? What lessons have you had to learn as a young businessman about this industry?
I went broke, sir. That's not a game, man. Hey, look, that flight you want to take, that car you want to buy, you can't afford it, multi-platinum guy. So now what? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes that's just necessary for people that are hard-headed. You got to learn. Your ass is going to learn one way or another. And when you learn the right way, like my family say something like cocarrón. I get a cocarrón. That's like a straight knock on the head. You get that good knock on the head, you know, and that was like a wake-up call. And then you got to have your outside motivation. I'm a father. So, you know, it can't just be about the music. It just can't. That's not a balanced lifestyle.
Right.
You know, and once I realized the importance of that, and that's where like the artistry came from, because now it's on my terms. It's on my terms now. You know what I'm saying?
As you get bigger and bigger, and it's hard to conceive that because it feels like you're at the top right now. But as a producer and you get more and more credits to your name and more television opportunities and personality opportunities, do you have a plan? Do you think of it like a business plan? Do you say, here's my 10 years, my 15, here's where I want to be, here's where Cosign wants to be when I'm 50 years old?
You just hear what you said out of your mouth? Do you have a plan? Sir.
Share your plan.
Oh, my goodness. You know what poor planning leads up to? And you know what? And that was the part of the lesson of going up the ladder. You know what I'm saying? What happens when you don't plan? What happens when you're not ready? What happens when you put out a song that everybody loves? Oh, my God, this is it. This is the number one song. And you didn't have anything. You weren't even expecting for everybody to give it a 10. So that is lethal to the career. That's like, that's the guts. That's that Ricky. You know what I'm saying? That's like, oh, my God. So once you learn these lessons, man, it's all about, that's the fun part.
Right.
Let's brainstorm. Let's all go to the studio. I'm going to play you 100 songs unreleased that are banging. Let's figure out which one we should release first. Let's figure out what we're going to release second. Let's figure out what we're going to shoot the video to first. Let's figure out what... That's the fun part.
Right.
Because I've done the work. My partner and I, we really work. So we got... My sister will tell you. She's like, when are we going to put out the Sam Dew history song? I love that song. You haven't put it out. It's been 4 years. I just don't want to hear her say that no more. I want her songs to be number one on Billboard. What are you talking about? She loves that song. Let's get her a plaque for it. You know what I'm saying?
For you to be a kid from the Chicago area, to have gone to Columbia College, you obviously pay attention to what's happening in Chicago when it comes to hip-hop here.
Of course.
This has been a tremendous decade for music. Do you represent Chicago? When you were out in L.A., do you call yourself a Chicagoan?
I represent Chicago, and I'm not even all the way from Chicago like that. So, like, I'm from Broadview, Maywood. You know what I mean? I graduated from Columbia College, Chicago. I got homies on the south side and the west side, but I'm kind of a west. I went to St. Joe's, so technically, when I get around my super Chicago friends, they be like, fam, you ain't from... I be like, don't do that. Don't do that, because in L.A. they call me Mr. Chicago. So don't take away... You know what I'm saying? Look at all the artists. Come on, man. Do I have the list? No, do I got to talk about Chance? Yay.
What do you think it is? Why do you think it is right now? Why do you think it is? As someone who is one of the... at the forefront of the music, why is it that Chicago has such success?
Because of the town. This is a soulful city, baby. And it's not all easy. So if you can make it out of the Chicago Rilla, if you can make it out of the Go, you are prepared. This is, you know, there's certain universities that you come out of and it's like, oh, wow, wait, you went to Harvard? Oh. You from the Shy? The same, they got a whole series called what? The Shy. You know what I'm saying? Right. So once you travel around the world and you that's a specific energy that you can give the world and share with the world. That easy, making it out of that uneasy. My parents were immigrants, man. Then they traveled to this country. So, you know, they made me appreciate things on a different level. Look, man, we used to cut up the Snicker bar into five pieces and share my fiber. You an only child eating crab legs, boy. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, sorry, Mom. I'm going to go to my room for a second.
In studio tonight, Cosign. Cosign is a music producer, radio host, television personality, the pride of St. Joe's, Broadview, Maywood area. It's just wrapped up the BET's Man Cave, which you're a co-host and moderator on. You can find that stuff online, of course. And, of course, Cosign, part of the producing duo, The Interns, and who has produced multi-platinum records and songs throughout pop music right now. A pleasure to meet you, man, and thank you so much for coming and being my guest. I appreciate
man,
it.
Man, thanks, Justin. This is extra fancy. I've never done an interview with this many cameras. So I tried to have a good time, but I'm not gonna lie, it's a lot of cameras. These lights are really nice and really bright. I don't know if my forehead's shining. You know, a man cave, they give us a little powder before they
right,
throw
no
us
powder,
out.
No powder, no powder on the download,
is,
right?
This is real raw. This is raw. I'm in the
This is web streaming. This is web streaming the shot.
Hold on, man. Let me dab myself. That's why I needed you, sir. You know, but thank you so much for your time, Justin, man. I really had a blast, and I was excited about this one.